From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hope Kerwin. Democrats in the Missouri House and Senate have been united against efforts to turn Missouri into a right-to-work state for years. But a bill being considered this year has drawn support from some in the African-American community. House Bill 582 would bar construction workers from being required to join a union or pay union dues in order to be employed. Several people testified Monday night that construction unions have a long history of denying membership to black workers. Jay Kummel disagrees. He's the top Democrat in the Missouri House and a member of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers.
Have there been issues in the past? I think everybody would agree. Absolutely there were. I think we've made some pretty large strides, and we're trying currently to raise those numbers up.
Hummel also says he doesn't think House Democrats are divided on the right-to-work issue, even though the bill to install it for construction workers is sponsored by fellow Democrat Courtney Curtis of Ferguson. The measure has not yet been voted on. Firearm deaths are now the number one non-medical killer in the state of Missouri. The Kansas City Star recently reported that the state had 880 firearm deaths in 2013, which is about 100 more than the number of deaths from car accidents. Boone County Detective Tom O'Sullivan notes that this is a local trend as well.
You know, we're dealing with people every day that are criminals in possession of firearms. They use them to rob, to do home invasions, to do drive-bys.
O'Sullivan says most local gun crimes are not committed by citizens with legal gun permits, but rather by criminals who obtain the weapons illegally. The United States Nuclear Regulatory Commission began voting on the license renewal of Ameren Missouri's Callaway Energy Center earlier this week. The vote was suspended in December after the Missouri Coalition for the Environment petitioned the license renewal. The NRC recently released a document on its website stating that after a review of Ameren Missouri's application, it would, quote, support the option of license renewal from an environmental perspective. Safe Energy Director for the Missouri Coalition for the Environment, Ed Smith, does not agree with the vote for Callaway's license renewal.
The reason that we would appeal the NRC's decision is because we do not think right now the NRC is legally following the law as it relates to spent nuclear fuel storage.
The renewal would extend Callaway's operating license to expire in the year 2044. Attorneys for St. Louis County Prosecutor Bob McCullough are opposing efforts by a grand juror in the Ferguson case who wants to be able to discuss the investigation. The juror filed a suit in federal court last month. McCullough's lawyers filed a response yesterday. The filing also claims that the matter should be taken up in state court, not federal court. Missouri law prohibits grand jurors from discussing the proceedings, but the lawsuit claims that McCullough wrongly implied that all 12 jurors believed there was no evidence to support charges. I'm Hope Kerwin, KBIA News, Columbia.